Welcome to the Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Lamed and Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. In the previous Daf, we're introduced to the three opinions regarding a candle that was lit on Shabbos. We had Ramir Shita that says Muktzeh Machmas Isser. Once a candle was lit that Shabbos, so then you can't carry the entire Shabbos because it becomes Muktzeh Machmas Isser. We learned a beautiful Shita that holds Muktzeh Machmas Mius, and that is that once a candle was lit ever before, you're not allowed to move it because it's Muktzeh Machmas Mius, even if it wasn't lit that Shabbos, even if it was lit a different time. Once it was lit once, you can't use it anymore. And then we saw the Shita of Reb Shimon that holds there's no Muktzeh at all. Only while the candle is lighting, then you can move it because you may come to extinguish it. But once it was extinguished, now you can move the candle, there's no Muktzeh. So we start in seven lines from the top of Amud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Chanino said, the pomod is a metal lamp. On top of the metal lamp sits the nair, sits the kli of the nair. So what they did is they let the nair fall off, and then they moved the pomod, the metal lamp around. They didn't move the candle, but only the pomod. Says the Gemara, man anem kaimi. What's exactly the case? What do we hold like? In kaimi, if you hold like a mayor, fill a appointment to your sir. So you should not be able to carry, the same way you can't carry the candle, you can't carry the lamp. In kaimi, shimin, if you nary a mutter, if you go to Reb Shimon, so you should be able to carry even the candle, because he holds no muktzeh at all. Ela ken anem kaimi, the way we hold is, kaimi yudo. We're going like Shita Zebudo, that it holds that only something which is disgusting is usher. The ner is mos, because that's what was used for a candle. But the metal lamp beneath it, that's very nice. That's not mos at all, and that's why you don't have a problem with mukte. Continues the Gemara Tani, we have a braiso. Ner shu munach gabei tavlo. You have a candle sitting on a square surface. Mesalik is a tavlo, you tilt the tavlo, and then you let the candle fall off, and then you can use that surface. So, don't do that, because you may come to chiyuv chatos. Meaning, the Gemara understood that he's going to tilt the tavlo while the candle is still lighting. So he says, you can't do that. Why? Because, lefonov, if he tilts it and he lets the oil go closer to the candle, go closer to where the flame is, mishumavir is causing it to flit for the candle to light better. So he's causing havara. Lachor mishumichab, if he goes to the other direction, the oil gets far away from the wick, so then he's mechabit. So the one Shmuel ba'abo kamir of Yosef be'kabo. We're not talking about that the candle is lit. We're talking about it's already extinguished. So then you let the candle fall off, you can use the surface. Omele tenuch da'itcho. So Bichon says, you meniach da'is, thank you so much for explaining this to me, because it didn't make sense to me till now. So then, again, the same question. How do we hold like? In kaimi, if you hold a kamir, I feel tavla te asura. So tavla should be asura because muktzeh machmas isur, and it's also the whole Shabbos. In kaim shimon, I feel nary a mutter. According to Reb Shimon, even the candle should be allowed, because once it was extinguished, according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to use it. Elakan kaim yudo. We hold here like a yudo. Teb yudo my nary mos. Only because there is also because of mos, because disgusting. Tavla ain't a mos. So the surface is not mos, and therefore you can use the tavla. If one did a condition, he said, I'm lighting this candle, but once it extinguished, I want to use it. So then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, man on kaimin, who do you hold like? In kerme, if you hold like a mayor, I feel you et no love usher. If you did a condition, it should be usher. And explains Reb Chaim, we're asking a kurta mandoma we saw in the previous daf that said, call a miyuchad leisur. Even something which you didn't designate it permanently, only temporarily. Kurtar Mary is usher. So you see, a Kurtar Mary, it's as if you condition. You say, I'm going to use this basket, for example, for chicks, but only for a few minutes. It's usher the whole Shabbos. So you see, a Kurtar Mary, conditions don't help. In Kerab Shimon, I feel loyal to know of Yemutter. A Kurtar Shimon, even without a Tanai, once you don't use it anymore, there's no Muktzeh. Says the Gemara, Eleken Anan Kaimin, this is what we hold like, Kerab Yudo. Rido holds something which is disgusting you can use, something which is not disgusting you could use. So according to Abudu, conditions will help. Because if a person conditions it and it says, I'm not making this most, I'm not makset midaiti, I'm not moving it away, so then he can continue using it. Continues the Gemara and says, "Man chamis meimer ki Rabbi Yehuda hanan kaimin." What forces you to say that it goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Ramea also agrees if you did a mefeirish atnai, a clear condition. Maybe that helps. So then I'll show you how we know that according to Ramea, atnai does not help, because the Tani it says in the Braiso, "Ner shum munach achoyer adelis." If you have a candle which is lighting behind the door, meaning the door to go in and out of the house has a candle on the door. Poiseach v'noyel b'Shabbos. It can open and close the door in Shabbos. Ulevachli iskaven lechabos lo lehavir. Should be careful not to extinguish or try to inflame the candle more, because this mishnah goes like a Shimon going kavana. Davashenim iskaven mutter. He has no kavana for the candle. He has only kavana for the door, and therefore it's mutter. Rav Shmuel patrin lo b'shuchech. Rav Shmuel say we talk about that he forgot the candle there. He didn't place the candle there. And they add another thing. They curse the one who relies on this heter. And they say the pasuk, Yachres Hashem le'ish asher yaseno ervoino, which the pasuk refers to as someone who does that, Kishbo will take away his children, chas hashalom. And the reason they say it's not a kulu to rely on is because it's almost a psik ratio. Even though Rav Shimon holds dovashen miskaven, something you don't have kavona for, is mutter. But if it is psik ratio, meaning if it's something which is not avoidable at all, you can't say dovashem is kavan is mutter. So here it's almost unavoidable that if you open and close the door, that you won't extinguish the fire. So therefore, don't rely on this heter. But in any case, what is Gemara saying over here? That the candle was placed by mistake. But if it wasn't placed by mistake, if you put it in the door, it was maniach on the door, then you're not allowed to open and close the door. Why? Who's the mandarma that says that something that you place even temporarily, and you're not making the door designated for the candle, it doesn't become a candle right now, it's still going to be asur? Loi Rameir, isn't it Rameir? And if you hold, the conditioning will work. So here, explain, don't say that he said that he forgot the candle. Say he placed the candle, but he did a condition. Or, according to Reb Chaim, brings another pshat, that here it's embedded a condition. Because, of course, a person doesn't want to stop using his door to get into his house on Shabbos. So, as if he conditioned it. So, if condition helps, according to Rameir, a person does a tnai, it helps not to become mukze. So, just say that we're talking here about this case. You see, according to Rameir, a tnai does not help. So, concludes the Gemara in the Flamagilam base. Have you man tano him hit no love mutter? So, who's the mandarma that says the condition works? According to Gisa Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need a condition. The mukzah is no mukzah anyway. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the holds mukzah machmas meus, he holds that a condition, a tnai, works. Kedusha now the Gemara and quotes the end of the Braisa. Aval kois vekaru, a cup and a bowl. Ve'ashishis, a big lantern. Aval pishikobu, even though extinguished, also yigabem, you're not allowed to touch it. So it says the Gemara, who's saying this? Ratavi b'shiram chizdo afilu kerab shimon. Even according to Rav Shimon, holds there's no mukze. Do all my tamon mutter? The holds usually it's mutter. Moidu achash aser. He holds here it's aser. Shema she oimat lo yishu mutter. Because if you're going to say that this is mutter, you can use the oil which is left in a cup or a bowl or a lantern. Afu mechabe oisom mishtamish boin. So you will come to extinguish the fire purposely and use the oil in the lantern. So therefore, everybody agrees, whatever oil which is in a very large container and it was used for a candle on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it after extinguished, even according to Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amano, because Meso originally, in the beginning, having Savin Meimer, I was thinking, Man Plingin Bois Shechoba, what's the Machlokes or Meir Rav Shimon regarding a candle that extinguished? The Rav Shimon says you're allowed to carry it. B'shegegoru achborim esapsilo. When mice came and took away the wick, or be'afutzo. What's afutzo? Afutzo means that the wick is used as being part of the vessel, because it seals up the vessel. The vessel has a little hole in it, and that hole, if it's open, the oil can fall off. You put a wick into it, the wick seals the vessel, so you mean the wick becomes part of the vessel. It's not a standalone wick. Meaning, if the wick could stand alone, so even according to Reb Shimon, he thought in the beginning, it will be asur, because the candle becomes basis ledover asur, becomes a base for the wick, and the wick is for sure mukteh, because it's not usable on Shabbos at all. So the wick is mukteh, so the kli that it has the wick in it should be basis ledover asur. So only if the wick is not here anymore, because mice took it out, or if the wick is part of the kli, that's the only time you can use the kli according to Reb Shimon. And continues the Gemara and says, "Afil teim shloy goruach borim esapsilo." Even in a case when the mice did not take away the wick, "Afil teim shloy beafutzay." Even if the wick is not part of the kli, you will also have a solution. "Peshiyesh besoy choy shemen." If there's still oil in the kli, because then the kli is a bus ladavar asur ve'amutter. It's a base for both the wick, which is asur, and the oil, which is mutter. Buses for both is mutter to be used. But if there's only a wick over there, so then Rav Shimon will agree that buses davar asur is asur. That's what he thought in the beginning. And why did he think that way? Because we learn Taman Taninon. The Mishnah will say later, Noitel Odom is b'noi ve'evin b'yodoi ve'kalkala ve'evin b'soicho. A person can carry his son even though he's holding on to a stone, or he can carry a basket that has a stone in it. V'tani deveis, Rebbe, they said in the house of Rebbe, ha'evin v'alichlim b'soicho. The basket needs to have not only a stone, but it has to have food as well. Mashal will be a stone only, it will be usher. Why will be usher? Because the basket becomes basis l'davar usher, becomes the base of davar usher. So even Rav Shimon will agree that this is a problem, unless you have it in also davar amutter. But says the Gemara, lo yavino and amin klum. Says Romano, what I said was wrong. Why was it wrong? Because Sharei Rav Romanus hoitzi machto mishel beis Rebbe mileo gicholim b'shabbos. Rav Romanus took out from the house of Rebbe a vessel full of coal on Shabbos. Machto is a type of shovel. He took out a shovel full of gicholim, full of coal on Shabbos. Why don't you say that the shovel is basis l'davar asur? Elam, I have to say, according to Rav Shimon, basis, there's no such thing as basis. Rav Shimon holds there's no mukta and there's no basis l'davar asur either. And then we'll continue to explain. Could you say by coal that it's part of the vessel? And according to Abchai, the word, next word is, can you say there's oil in it? In other words, when you have a shovel with coal, there's nothing else in it. It's only coal, so it's basil davar asur, and you still see you're allowed to carry it. There's no such thing as buses. Says the Gemara, no. Amar avo, kiyamte, explained it. Kartim shel boisim hoyabo. There was something else in it. You know what was in the shovel? There was in there some boisim. There was in it some spices. There's in it levoino, because that's what they used to do. They used to put coal together with some spices, some levoino, to have a good smell. So when he took the shovel, it wasn't only coal. It was levoino as well. That's what he was able to carry it. But if it would be coal only, and Echrami would hold buses ledover asur. So the Gemara concludes that there's no raya that according to Shimon, buses ledover asur is mutter. Because what we found, there was someone carrying a shovel with coal, there was other things in it. So it was a basis davar asur ve'amutter. But if it will be only coal, maybe it will be asur. So we have no raya, and the Gemara concludes with that. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel.